You're listening to SBS News.
43-year-old New Yorker Eric Garner died on the 17th of July 2014 after Daniel Pantaleo, a white police officer, used a chokehold during an attempted arrest. Mr. Garner was suspected of selling loose, untaxed cigarettes on a sidewalk. 5 years after that happened, Richard Donohue, the US attorney for Eastern New York, says an exhaustive investigation has found there is insufficient evidence to prove that the officer who arrested Eric Garner violated his civil rights.
When we evaluated Officer Pantaleo's actions in light of his training and experience, Mr. Garner's size, weight, and actions to resist arrest, and the duration and escalating nature of the interaction, we determined that was insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Pantaleo acted in willful violation of federal law. As a result, we conclude that there is insufficient evidence to bring a federal criminal charge against Officer Pantaleo for his role in the untimely death of Mr. Garner.
Mr. Donohue says a federal investigation into the incident is now closed. Mr. Garner's family are furious at that decision. His daughter, Emerald, says she wants New York Mayor Bill de Blasio to fire Officer Pantaleo, who she believes is responsible for the death of her father.
As you all can tell, I'm very angry. I am very angry. I stand here in the spirit of my sister, who fought for justice until her dying day for my father, standing outside protesting. She called the CCRB to do this investigation, and they didn't do their job. We called the Department of Justice. They didn't do their job. So no, I'm going to stand outside and I'm going to scream it. Pantaleo needs to be fired. He needs to be fired.
And Mr. Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, says the decision and the time it took to make it shows a lack of care for ordinary people.
This should have been taken care of years ago. This should have been taken care of under the Obama's administration. Then we would have had a fairer playing ground. But today, what are we faced with? We're still faced with people who don't care about our lives. 5 years!
There have been a number of highly publicised cases in recent years, including that of Terence Crutcher, who was shot by a police officer in Tulsa in 2016. The officer said she believed he was reaching for a gun, but he was in fact unarmed. In the same year, Officer Geronimo Yanez shot 32-year-old black man Philando Castile 5 times during a traffic stop in Minnesota. Officer Yanez says he too thought Mr. Castile was reaching for a weapon, when in fact he was reaching for identification from his wallet. Another high-profile case was that of Darren Wilson, a white police officer who shot Michael Brown, an unarmed 18-year-old black man in Ferguson, Missouri, in 2014. That killing sparked nearly 2 weeks of protests and rioting that subsided at the family's urging just before the teenager's funeral. Gwen Carr says the authorities are not playing fair.
They play games with our lives, but this is not no game. This is what we have to live every day. And you know what? We're not going to take this sitting down.
That's right.
This is not going down like this. Because if it was one of their loved ones, it would have never went this far. We would have had an indictment, conviction, and probably an execution.
Loida Colan is the co-director of the Justice Committee, an organisation which says it's dedicated to building a movement against police violence. She says the length of time taken to reach a decision leaves her with only one conclusion.
5 years shows that this city doesn't care about black lives. Because time and time again, New York City and the United States government keeps showing that black, Latinx lives, people of colour do not matter.
Although civil charges won't be brought, a spokeswoman for New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the police commissioner is expected to decide by August the 31st whether the officer involved in Eric Garner's death will be fired. She says the police department's internal disciplinary process is continuing. Potential punishments for Officer Pantaleo ranges from loss of vacation days to termination. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.